Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews.
And maybe I should say that if you're comfortable.
Okay, perfect. I wanted to run it by you.
That's
first.
What I'm going
oh my
with.
God, welcome to the show. Okay, Rossi.
I know, we're so excited.
Okay, we have someone joining us at the desk today. She is an Emmy Award-winning actress for her roles in the hit shows True Blood and Claws. And now she is the star of the new CBS hit series, Elsbeth. Please welcome.
And I mean, we fell in love with Elsbeth from The Good Wife, which I watched every single episode of. And when you came on, it was like, hello, this character, this actress. And now Elsbeth is a spinoff of that. And I was asking you, how does it feel now that the show is out there?
Oh, it's so exciting. Right. Because, you know, you do a pilot, right? And most of those don't go to series.
Well, there is something about this character. She is so quirky and so strange and so riveting. How do you develop a character like that, right? Like, so original.
Well, I think it's a testament to how good you were in the other franchises
yes.
that you then matriculated onto your own series. Mm-hmm. That means everybody... watching what you're doing and loving it because that doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, for me, what I got so excited about is everybody loves procedurals, and yet for me, a lot of the time they're a little dark. And Elsbeth is the first show that I have hooked into, I am obsessed with, and it has this lightness, this pop, and there's just a joy and a buoyancy to this show that's everything you want from an unfolding mystery without feeling like the world is so doom and gloom.
Yes.
It's so optimistic. Mm-hmm. And the satisfaction of a whodunit. How's it gonna come out?
Yeah.
Where? Ah, I love it. It's like, it's the perfect
it's
recipe.
Everything. I'm so happy for you.
I mean, that's like the best review I've ever gotten, I think, is from Drew Barrymore. I love you so much. Thank
you. I'm so relieved that you feel that way, because I felt like I finally hit this genre in the way I've been looking my whole life for. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we like to say it's aspirational,
mm-hmm. it
you know,
feels
what we're
it.
Doing. Yeah, and I said from the beginning, I just want to spread joy and bring some delight to people in, you know, some darker times that we're having. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what
yeah.
we want to do here.
And it's exactly.
It's so original and so well done.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
We have these smoothies here at the
yeah.
desk, and I hear that you are not only a fan of these smoothies, but you made this smoothie.
Yes.
This is your personal recipe.
So I have a smoothie every day for breakfast.
Okay.
This is what I do.
Okay.
I'm in already.
Uh-huh. And this is like, I don't know how. It started years ago. And I always start with, I use the pea milk. I don't know if you know this, but it's a...
I didn't know what that was.
It's a plant-based milk.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But it has protein.
I didn't know you could use pea milk.
Yes.
Okay, so I just thank you.
P-E-A, Ross.
Thank you so much.
P-E-A, not B-E-E. Mm-hmm.
I told you we were sick puppies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I always put an avocado in there and stuff.
Mm.
But the secret ingredient, in honor of you and all of your flower enterprises, bee pollen.
Mm.
A little bit of honey.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, and some sunflower seeds.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm, there is a nuttiness to it.
It really is like a meal. And I would love to start my day this way. So I'm going to get your recipe
I'll give you many.
Get on the carry
train. We should put it on our social.
Speaking of best friends, let's get into the headlines. We are here at the news desk. All right, first story, first up. Entertainment Weekly says that Julia Roberts would actually be interested in a sequel to My Best Friend's Wedding. That I say, we do.
We do.
Beloved romantic comedy came out in 1997 and stars Julia Roberts, Cameron Diaz, Dermot Mulroney, and Carrie Preston.
You were in it. This blew my mind.
You and Rachel Griffiths.
Yes.
Are the two that sing.
We're the singing bridesmaids, the cousins. Uh-huh. I mean, I had short little blonde hair back then.
Uh-huh.
But that big scene where we sing,
yes.
I Say a Little Prayer for You.
Yes.
I don't know if
you're
y'all remember that.
You're in the whole movie. You're in like every scene throughout the whole film.
That took us 2 12-hour days to shoot that one
scene.
Iconic scene.
Are you guys down for a sequel?
I am.
Yeah, let's do it.
As long as it's not My Best Friend's Divorce, I don't want that. Pebbles.
I'll catch in case any fall.
Pebbles of many colors.
Oh.
Okay.
One more.
1 second. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Han. These are gorgeous, by the way.
These are beautiful.
I know. This is exactly what I would be doing. Thank you, Han.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Special Han.
Bye, Han.
So guess what?
What?
Carrie, can I ask you, I heard, are you a fan of penguins?
I am a fan of penguins.
She loves penguins. Well, guess what?
What?
We have penguin news. That's what's from the mailbox.
Oh, wow.
So, People Magazine reports that a viral video with almost 6 million views is circulating from the Detroit Zoo. When pebbles, like the ones that Han gave us from the mailbox...
These are gorgeous.
...were brought into the penguin enclosure, the male penguins sweetly picked out certain pebbles and gifted them to their mate as a sweet gesture.
Look at them.
By the way, they're super monogamous.
They are penguins
for life.
Yeah.
I think
that it's so interesting that they mate for life. Mm-hmm. Like penguins have no problem being like, I choose you, and I'm not going to question for the rest of my life why I said I choose you.
You're
married, by the way.
I'm married 25 years.
You found your penguin, Carrie.
I'm gonna take these home to my little penguin, Michael Emerson.
That's perfect. They suit your colorway that you're wearing today. And I just want to thank you for putting something out into the world that is the tone and genre that has been such a, you know, success, and in the sense that people want this. You know, people love to solve crimes. They love to figure out the mystery. They want to go on the ride. But you've done it in a way that has this breath of fresh air and optimism and joy that I've just never seen mixed into the genre. And I'm so happy for the success of this. New episodes of Elsbeth air Thursdays on CBS, and get it while it's hot. It's so good. Oh, and up next, the groundbreaking comedian Gerard Carmichael is here. No topics are off limits. We're gonna go. We're gonna talk about everything. As we go to commercial, here's a clip of Elsbeth for you.
You're very observant.
Oh, no, not really. I just notice things that are odd.
There was a rug, but I decided I didn't like the color.
Uh-huh. I have so many fond childhood memories. Sitting by a warm fire on a cozy rug. Or was that a movie? No, that was me.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am so personally invested in this next conversation. Our next guest is an Emmy Award-winning writer, comedian, producer. I don't know, breaker of the norms. He actually recently was in the film Poor Things alongside Emma Stone, but really, I know, so good. Now, he has his new docuseries about his life called Gerard Carmichael Reality Show, and it follows his journey towards love, forgiveness, the hardest conversations. It's like the camera is an outlet, a way for him to discover things about himself and his family. So please welcome, without further ado, Gerard Carmichael.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Oh my God,
thank you very, very much for having me.
Are you wearing Molecule?
A little, yes. Wow, great nose. Hi. You have a great nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you? Oh, hi, Douglas.
Hi. Hi, friend. How are you?
I have been so excited to have this conversation with you.
I'm happy to be here. I'm a big fan of the show. I'm a big fan of yours. I was like nervous, and you articulated what the show is like better than I could. I'm nervous because I made this thing and I don't know how to talk about it yet. So I made a reality show. It's really me having these conversations that I was afraid to have. The vulnerability is fear. It's like me showing the fear and like having conversations with my mother, my father, with friends. And, you know, I didn't want to do it. That's why I work. Please, get comfy.
I thought these were slip-ons. Turns out they're not, but...
Great. Great, I'll get comfy, too.
Okay, so I want to start with Rothaniel,
yes.
Which you collaborated with Bo Burnham on.
Yes.
So I'm so happy to see that you two have built this thing together you've put out in the world that's as friends and supporters of each other and collaborators, but it's like...
That's what made Rothaniel easier, because my best friend was behind the camera. And so, like, I came out in a special called Rothaniel, and it was like... A weird thing happened to me. I was performing more in my day-to-day life than I was on stage. Like, on stage, I was honest. Same thing happened with cameras. And so, like, when we made Rothaniel, it was easier for me to come out to a camera, to my friend, like, to be honest in that moment. It was easier than it was to say it to you just on the street. So it's easy to tell the camera the truth because it's a lie detector.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel safe with a camera.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that. Like, over the course of filming the show, I started needing it. I started feeling really, really safe with the camera. I kind of needed a camera there, especially to have conversations that I was afraid to have.
With your mother and father.
Yeah, yeah, because Thanksgiving was a performance. Like, without the cameras, Thanksgiving was just like, oh, yeah, no, how was church? And, like, all these nice things, right? But then with the camera, I become a journalist for my own life.
I think you just said it. It's a journalist for your life.
Yes, yes.
So... You have these conversations. Okay, let's start with like episode one, where you talk with Tyler, the creator, which I've been, you know, I don't rarely look online, but after I got finished with the show, I almost wanted a friend to talk to about it. I was alone.
I'll be your friend.
Okay, good. I was like, I can't wait to talk to him about it. And with Tyler, I love, you know, how do we be brave to tell people how we feel about them, especially in a romantic sense or a feeling sense? What gave you or what could give us the courage, regardless of outcome, to express ourselves to other people about our feelings?
You know, I look at that conversation in particular, and a lot of the conversations on the show, but that one as like a crucifixion of cringe. A lot of people are afraid of having a tough conversation, especially like telling a friend you have feelings for them is really, really hard.
And you guys were really close,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and
which they always say it could start or should start with friendship.
Yeah, but sometimes. not always. But I was afraid to have that conversation because it was going to be so embarrassing and so uncomfortable. It's a very uncomfortable conversation.
So what gave you the
courage? Well, in part, the cameras, it gave an excuse because it's something that we would have just, we were avoiding for a long time. That was the point. The point
of bringing in cameras was that. So there was an elephant in the
room. Yeah, that it was, I was living with an elephant in the room with not just him. Same elephant was in the room with my parents.
Yes, that's like, what I'm... Yes, as soon as I said that...
That elephant was following me around.
That's what this show is about. It's like addressing the things we don't dare to address. That's why it's a new definition of reality.
Yeah.
It's like, let's get real. Let's not do it for reality's sake.
I gave the elephant a camera.
Yes! Yes.
Yeah.
That's the difference. So... when you're having that conversation with him and you're on the camera, you know, and you have to watch the special because it goes a certain way. But how did you feel while having it? How did you feel after?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
When you're having that conversation with him and you're on the camera, you know, and you have to watch the special because it goes a certain way. But how did you feel while having it? How did you feel after?
The anticipation was the worst. Like, you're afraid to have those conversations because it's easier for things just to be pleasant. Like, I was living in Pleasantville. Everything was nice, and we'd be at breakfast, and we'd be smiling. But really, in my heart, I wanted to talk about something deeper. So the anticipation of that was like, oh, I'm going to ruin something really important to me. But then having it, the catharsis begins then. You start having the conversation. Feel freer with every word that you say. And then once it's over and you're still alive, you're thankful that you had it. And the relationships are made better because of it.
That's so well said. That is so well said. There's a moment later on in the show where, you know, you and your mom have these rich debates about religion and sexuality, acceptance. I mean, it goes to places I've never seen anything. And it's, in fact, we have a clip that actually speaks to this conversation.
Oh, great.
Take a look.
I'm just using some different scenarios here. Whether you're a murderer, sinner, or chose to live the gay life, I love you just the way you are.
I'm gay. I'm not choosing to be gay. I think I, in fact, did the opposite for most of my life. I was trying to choose not to be gay because I felt that being gay was wrong, and I saw your reaction two gay people, and it scared me. I mean, you compared me to, like, a murderer twice since we sat in the park. Like, I've been, like twice, like, compared to, like, a murderer. Like, you know, if you're gay or you murdered someone, and, like, it's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, my mom accepts me as she would accept Jeffrey Dahmer.
These conversations that you have with her, how did you dare to have them?
Well, so because of my mom's religion, it allows her to ignore a huge part of my life. So we don't talk about it. And the show was such a good excuse to have conversations, to hear her out, because I've caused pain and hurt in her life, and she's caused pain in my life as well. And it was a good excuse to just talk about that pain, to talk about, hey, what do you want from me? How do we heal our relationship? Because to me, having that conversation leads us closer to honesty, and the truth is better than a fake relationship.
And even if at the end of the day, everyone is who they are.
Yes.
We might not be changing minds.
But we can try. We can say it. And as long as we say it, that's really, really, that's the important thing. You have to say it.
One thing that I've talked to my own mom about, yeah. You know, I think it's time for us to have a conversation that we've never had.
You did?
I haven't yet. Because a lot of it is a curiosity of, I think I know better deep down inside, which is I do not want to miss the opportunity while we are here alive on this planet to have these profound conversations that I have avoided for 49 years of my life. So what I proposed to my mom was, could I have a conversation with you where all I do is ask you about you?
Wow. I hope you have that conversation.
You have given me the incentive and the courage to go and have that conversation.
That's beautiful.
And I'm
so
grateful.
That makes me very happy. That makes me very, very happy.
I love you. I love you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
I am waiting for this.
Thank you. This is so fun. Such a good conversation.
Thank you very much. I'm done.
Okay, good. 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 I'm so relieved. Thank you, Gerard. I love you so much. Gerard's new docu-series, the Gerard Carmichael reality show, which will give a new definition to reality, is available now on HBO and streaming on Max. Thank you. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before we go, here's a little bit extra.
All right, question left behind. Question from Millie Bobby Brown. What's your go-to coffee order? I've never had coffee before. What? I wouldn't even know where to start. I'd probably order some water.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.